News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Irish Rail has concluded that a new IT system to control the movement of trains across the country is unlikely to be used and has written down the €50 million value of the project in its accounts. Well, Martin Wall is public policy correspondent with the Irish Times and he has the story this morning and he joins us now. Martin, you're welcome to the programme. What exactly was this IT system setting out to do?
Well, good morning, Ciara. This project is called the Traffic Management System. And it was basically, it was dubbed by the Minister, Dara O'Brien, as being the brain of the railway. It was essentially a computerised system that would control the management of trains running across across the country. It was initially proposed about 6 years ago. It was supposed to have been commissioned by 2024 at a target cost of €19 million. However, last month, the Dáil Public Accounts Committee was told that it had about €31 million had already been spent on the project. Likely more was going to be needed. And the first phase of the development hadn't even been completed. Now, the Irish Times understands that in the Irish Rail accounts, which have gone to the government, but it will be published in the next couple of weeks, that the company says that it does not have confidence based on tests and outcomes so far to date, that the project in its current state could be deployed across the network. And it is writing down the value of by about 50 million euro of the investment. Now, the traffic management system is a subset, it formed part of an overall national train control centre in Euston Station, which included a building, and some of it is being used for other purposes. It's unclear as to whether the €100 million residual value that the accounts talk about relates to the traffic management system, the IT project, or the broader national train control system. But we'll know about that. But what it does show is that the company, and we can see from board minutes of Irish Rail over recent times, that they have become more and more concerned about this particular project, that it now says specifically in the accounts, it doesn't have confidence based on what's happened so far, that the system can be developed and is now written down this €50 million cost.
What about all the other phases of this project, Martin? Are they also in jeopardy? Because it was much more than just this IT system.
Well, the IT system is what we're actually talking about in this regard. This is the traffic management system. The other parts of the national train project, the building, for example, is built. It's being used for some purposes. I think there's Garda traffic monitoring is carried out from it. So the building is actually built. Where the real problem is in relation to this software program. This, as you say, that's called the traffic management system. It was described last month by John Brady, the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, as a slowly developing shambles. And I suspect this morning, the committee is meeting again this morning, I suspect we'll hear more at that point in relation to it. And I think there'll be more calls for at that hearing this morning for further information from both Irish Rail, from both the National Transport Authority and from the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, as to what is the status of this project, how much has been spent, and is it in essence being abandoned, or are they going to put more funding into it in the hope that they can get it right over the coming years?
That it can somehow be salvaged. Martin, it is not the first time we have seen issues with public bodies trying to deliver IT systems.
No, we've seen obviously the Arts Council IT system, which was about €6 million. That was the early part of last year. The Public Accounts Committee is working on an overall project looking at overruns within all government bodies. And I think we're going to see, I think there was a draft document that was tabled last week or given to members last week, which spoke about projects in other organisations, like the Department of Justice, GSOC, for example, the Garda Ombudsman, in relation to projects that problems with IT projects. So it's something that we've heard about. It's something we're going to see more of. But I think in relation to this specific project, if we recall, the Arts Council project was €6 million, with the guts of €6 million. This Irish Rail project is €50 million. So that will be I think it puts it into perspective. And I think the questions that will be asked of Irish Rail and the government is this €50 million essentially been wasted, or can the project be salvaged if given more time and given more resources?
All right, so this one definitely still to play out. Martin Wall from the Irish Times, thank you for speaking to us. Later.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.